Good opener, 26-20. Had a lead, lost the lead, came back. I had to have a drive. They get a field goal and then win the toss in overtime and go right down the field and score with eight play drive, seven of them on the ground, accounted for 60 of the 70 yards. David Montgomery was just a boss in overtime. And the Lions, as Gator has called it, a soul crusher over the Rams. It's an important win to pocket this year. Taking a lot of calls on the Lions, Michigan State on this Monday. Gator, the one thing, and I thought it was John Morosi, but it was some other baseball writer that tweeted out, and I apologize. I can't credit him, but it was pointed out that in the wild card standings, the Twins actually won the season series against the Tigers, 7-6, yep. And there's no longer a game 163. The tiebreaker counts. So unfortunately, if they finish in a tie, the Twins would get the wild card spot over the Tigers.
But if there are other teams involved, from what I understand, let's say the Red Sox, the Tigers, and the Twins tie.
Yeah.
Then it's a different
formula. We need a third team to get involved here.
Well, we just need to pass the Twins.
Well, that's the easy way to do it.
That's it. But, it's the easy way.
But
take the easy way. Why make it hard?
I liked chasing Kansas City more because the Tigers have three games against Kansas City.
Sure, that makes sense.
But, I mean, the fact that we're sitting here approaching the middle of September and they are 3.5 games out of a playoff spot is absolutely remarkable.
I'm asking for a friend.
Okay.
It's September 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Is this series against Colorado, does this count as meaningful games in September?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yes.
Want to make sure I'm allowed to think that these are meaningful games at this point.
These are meaningful games.
Yeah, they're meaningful games. This is awesome. The Tigers are in a playoff chase,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Not many people thought this was going to be the case. I remember driving in my car and listening to Caputo over the weekend, maybe a month ago. And a listener had called in and was very upset that people were counting the Tigers out at that point. And he says, the season's not over until it's over. Like he gave the whole Animal House speech, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like driving my car and kind of rolling my eyes like, all right. I mean, I get it. You're a diehard fan. You want this team to win. And yeah. I'm a diehard fan too, but you know, some things you can just see the writing on a wall, and this is awfully difficult for them. Can it happen? Sure, it can happen, but it's so difficult. And right now, there's a very small percentage of Tiger fans out there that are perched atop the highest peak they can find to leap and say, I told you so! And good for them for hanging on to it. And right now, it's exciting. 3.5 games back, they've got a favorable schedule. Now, they've got some tough games coming up when yep. they take on Baltimore. And they'll have I think it is a 9-game stretch, which is pretty tough. But with, I think it's 18 games left, they got some real winnable games here, and they just have to take care of their own business. Don't worry about what Seattle's doing, what the Red Sox are doing, either right with you or a half game behind you. Don't worry about what Minnesota's doing in front of you. You do you. Focus one game, literally one game at a time. You can't look at it series. You can't look at it the next 8-game stretch. It's literally what can they do tomorrow night to beat Colorado to just keep their winning ways up and everything else will settle itself.
And how is it that Ty Madden, who struggled mightily in Toledo, has come up here and been effective?
I don't know if that's just the Fetter effect. Or if this is something...
Is it their way they're using him?
Putting him in
situations where he can... I mean, he gave like five innings.
He threw over 80 pitches.
Seven strikeouts.
Yeah. And the thing, like Madden, he's a strikeout pitcher. But maybe what is... And I'm listening to some of the broadcast yesterday, and Dan Dickerson was talking about it. He said, look, the Tiger way, the Scott Harris method, we know what it is when it comes to hitters and commanding the zone and don't swing at bad pitches and all this. He goes, but for pitchers, they have one rule, throw strikes.
Mm-hmm.
Fill up that strike zone with your pitches. Okay, if you're going to get hit, you're going to get hit, but we want you to throw good pitches and throw strikes. And maybe that's just the simple thing. And I'd have to look back and see if Madden had an issue with walking batters. Did he just get an unfavorable counts? Is he getting down 2-0 because he's trying to nibble and he's not getting it, and then the batter just sits and waits for the fastball and can tee off on it? But whatever the reason, he's looked great in a couple of outings with the Tigers this year, and I did not think that was going to be... I mean, this is a guy who had a 10 ERA like a month ago and then started to pare it down a little bit at AAA. nonetheless. It's not even at the major league level. So he's done a real nice job in a couple outings.
Unnamed texter, champ Nick Marsh, chump Notre Dame. Another unnamed texter, champ is Parker Meadows. Wow, chump is Notre Dame. I couldn't be happier. 248-539-9797.
And Parker Meadows obviously had the grand slam that was huge the other night. But then I think it was the next night, he's got an offer going, right? And a bunch of strikeouts in that game, but didn't just kind of puts it in the rearview mirror and ends up helping the Tigers push forth another run that ends up getting them to either tied the game or gave them the lead. I think it was the one that they ended up losing on Friday night, but Parker Meadows continues to impress.
Let's get back to your phone calls. Mike is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Yeah, my champ is the whole offensive line on that last overtime run down the field. And my chump is Cincinnati Bengals. I don't think they played up to what the Burrows and that does. But I got a little add-on here. You know that SOL thing we threw out?
Yep. No, we don't say it anymore, yeah.
I think we can bring it back as Season of Lions.
All Season right. of Lions, okay. Sure. Let's hope it is. God, it was so weird. Like, what? I mean, we don't really talk about that anymore. But it's really, and that's why I brought up the point. It was so odd to watch a football team in a dogfight and me not feeling the pending doom of what's going to go wrong here. I was like, what's going to go right?
Yeah. Well, I felt so much better when they won the coin toss.
Yeah.
It looked like Stafford and the Rams had left everything they could on the field. Like, the Rams play their asses off. And it wasn't good enough because the Lions are better. And Rams had a lot of things against them. Okay, give us your best shot. And they couldn't. It's like the scene in the movie, and I know you didn't see it, but The Perfect Storm.
I actually did.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah. So towards the end of that movie, spoiler alert, they're in this. The guys are on a ship, and they're in this horrible, perfect storm. There's like three storms converge at the same time. And it looks like they're just cresting over this top wave, and they're headed towards better weather, and they think they got it, and then the other storm comes in. And then the look on their faces is like, oh, crap. Mm-hmm. All right, we're done. And it was kind of like, I felt that's what Stafford must have been feeling like when they lost the coin toss. It's like, we got no hope now. I mean, the Lions going to do what the Lions going to do, and they did. Run it down their freaking throat.
Gator putting the Rams on the Andrea Gale. 248-539-9797.
Well played, Doc.
Yes, let's go. Well, you were the one that set the table.
Yeah, but I didn't know. I didn't know that you would knock it out of the park with the Andrea Gale reference.
The reason I actually
true story
saw the movie is because I read the book, and the book was really good. The movie was good, too.
But. Do you know who George Clooney is, Doug?
Yes. Okay. He's the captain of the Andrea Gale.
Skipper.
Yeah.
You know from anything else?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he's been in the Oceans movies.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Doug's big Ocean.
I saw the Oceans movies. It's Danny Ocean.
Right? Danny Ocean.
Oh, something with you in water, I guess.
Maybe. I mean, that's what it is. Something with him in water. Right. 248-539-9797.
He might have another response other than Denzel Washington, though.
Clooney.
You can
God, it was really funny when I think you were gone. They gave me the two grand slam.
Yeah.
And I got all 10 questions.
Doug won it.
I got all 10 correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
Including a movie question.
What was the movie question?
Who played the coach in Remember the Titans? was the question.
I guarantee that's the only reason they asked you to do the.
It was very college football centric.
Okay.
I got really the constellation of questions were almost laid out for me. But
yeah, it was like spell Purdue.
Yeah, it was. it was pretty. It was right up my alley. Oh, let's just say that.
I would have gotten like 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
You would not have gotten 10 out of 10. You don't think?
No,
it's okay. I can see that.
No. They weren't like local college football questions. There was some national ones, but whatever. Yeah, let's go to Josh. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Josh.
Hey guys, long time, first time. Love the show. Yeah, just wanted to say, champ and chump. I'm going to start with the Lions. You know, last night was it perfect? No, but they get a win. in prime time against a good football team to start the season. And the way they ended it, that was just simply big boy football on my birthday, nonetheless.
So happy birthday, Josh.
Thanks, guys. And then my jump. So I'm not from Michigan. I am actually in college ball. I'm a Nebraska fan. For me, that jump's got to be Deion in Colorado. I thought they looked awful on Saturday. That game was over within 2 to 3 drives. So a lot of fun primetime NBC football for me this weekend.
And Nebraska looks good.
Yep.
Dylan Raiola, I mean.
He looks like Patrick Mahomes.
Dude, I saw somebody refer to it as his Patrick Mahomes cosplay is getting out of control.
Oh, it's gone too far. I mean, when he started dating Taylor Swift as well. No, I was kidding. That's his buddy dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah, tight end is dating Taylor Swift. Yeah, he looks like he's very talented.
Is he friends with Hess?
I'm sorry?
So is he friends with Hess? The Lions?
Oh, Parker Hess? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. In reference to a joke I made last week.
That's right. Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
We got jokes. We got jokes, people.
Yep. That need explaining, which are always the best.
It's too bad.